Danny, you asked your team to embrace the expectation of being favourites today. I think they did that, didn't they?
Yeah, of course they did, you know, but you know, the scoreline was, I think, it was a good reflection of the game, quite nicely over 90 minutes, but up until the first goal, it was a tight game. Mm. You know, and like all, they say, lots of the FA Cup ties were the same. The first goal is a big difference, and thankfully we got two in quick succession, you know, which really sent us in at half-time quite buoyant. But I thought, you know, I thought throughout the period of second half in particular, we've controlled all aspects of the game, and some of the football we played was exceptional. They've not been able to keep hold of us, you know, and unfortunately, when they went down to 10 men with McGurk coming on and then unfortunately having to go off, we took massive control of the game and we never felt any danger at all.
Patience is probably one of the key things today. You showed it in abundance throughout.
Well, you know, it surprised me really, because before the first goal came, there was a second goal, sorry, we had a great amount of possession and the fans were getting a bit frustrated with it. And next minute we scored and everybody jumps up and starts clapping and thinking, well, that's what we're trying to do, by the way. You know, that's an education, I suppose. Like, you know, it's important. Possession is very important to us and that's what we're trying to achieve. You know, you can have as much possession as you want, but you want something at the end of it. And we've got something at the end of it today, you know, on five occasions. So, you know, it's the proof's in the pudding. We're trying to do something right, you know, but still, you know, however you want to play, you still want to see an end product. And we've seen that today.
A hat-trick today. How good at the moment is Sam Winnall?
Yeah, the boy's on fire, isn't he? You know, they were all opportunist goals as well, weren't they? Like, you know, and proper poaching goals, I suppose. Yeah, he's in full flow at the moment, isn't he? He's doing very well. He's working very hard, you know, and I think with whoever you put aside him at the moment in time, we're going to reap the dividends with him.
But also from goal-scoring perspective, both Devante Cole and Conor Hourihan are both chipping in with lots of goals, aren't they?
Well, you know, that's a compliment to the rest of the team and the chances we're creating. You know, I think they're at the end of things, and that's where you want them to be, because that's the best part of the games, you know, of their particular game. You know, is the offensive side of it and the finishing prowess that they've got. You know, but a lot of credit has to go to the rest of the team. You know, we're supplying them very well at the moment, but still, you know, the hardest part is to score a goal, and they're doing it very well at the moment.
You handed Marcelo Trotter a debut today. How well did you think he did?
I thought he looked very assured, very calm. Got hold of the ball, linked it well. I think he's got a lot of work to get up to match pace, really, quite honestly, because he's hardly played any games at all. But you saw flashes of what he's able to do. You know, he's got great feet. He's a good linker of the play. He's got a good eye for goal, which he's not, unfortunately not seen today, but you will see it. So it'll be a good acquisition, and again, with the rest of the strikers at the club, again, it's great competition.
How important was the clean sheet today?
That was really massive from my point of view. You know, we needed something to build on from last week. You know, we kept a great clean sheet last week, and the last thing we want to do is let a loose or sloppy goal in today. You know, and really, you know, dig us in the ribs just because we're not doing our work properly, because everybody expects us to win. But that was never the case. I thought, you know, in the first half, they had a couple of opportunities which we dealt with. Good save from Ross in one particular instance, but other than that, you know, I don't think we're troubled that much. I thought the back four held well again.
And a nod to Martin Craney with the setup for the third goal. An excellent run, looked like a right winger at the time.
Amazing, wasn't it? You know, I think he's warming into the position, in fairness. But you know, he looks solid when he's defending, and that's what we've been trying to do. You know, we just get a little bit more stability in the back line and give us the confidence to go forward, and that's what Martin in that position's given us. Other side of the game and the attacking side of it is all a bonus for us, but he is capable of that. We said before, he's a very talented boy.
Ryan Williams came off, saw he got an ice pack on the bench. Is he okay? Is that just a precaution?
It's frigid and tonic for later. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. For the next round of the cup, do you mind who you get? Do you want to be back here at Oakwell?
Yeah, it'd be great if we could get a home draw. You know, we always ask for that. But we just have to deal with whatever comes. You know, it's just nice to be in the hat, you know, and it's forever for the fans as well. You know, they like to on Monday night, just wherever they're going to watch it. It's quite an exciting time. And hopefully, you know, we can progress after that round. But let's see who we've got first.
It's keeping a little run going as well, isn't it, in both
leagues? Well, it is. Yeah, it is. And that's important. Like I said before, you know, that always builds our confidence up. And the performance here will give us everybody a big lift as well. The fans that were here as well will give a big lift, you know, because we've played some great stuff at times.
We're hoping for a few more bums on seats today?
Not really, no. I think it's, you know, the first round, you know, it's never easy. Getting towards Christmas as well, you know, we expect that. We're not too disappointed, no.